You're listening to 66.6 FM. Radio TOVH. The Flush.
Yeah. You know what that was?
It means we just turned into a punk blog.
Sure. Or that was a double shot of sick Tom Waits covers. You know what they say, Tom Waits for no man. You just heard... Yeah, I'm sorry. You just heard Dialysis covering I Don't Want to Grow Up, followed by Bleak, our pick for runner-up, and the best unsigned band in New York, covering God's Away on Business. Those are both coming out, I think it's today. You can get a split 7-inch on Hex Records. You can pick that up with the link directly below this. I highly recommend it. And if you like Tom Waits or Unsane or original music, these are all good things. I'm not sure how you got here, if you didn't already know, but this is the Toilet of Hell radio show. I'm Joe Thrashenkill, and with me as always, Randall Thor. Randall, what it do?
I'm just sitting here. Albus is sitting in the sun, because I cannot go an entire radio show without mentioning my cat. I needed to make sure everyone knew what he was doing, and he is very happy right now. I tried to teach him a trick earlier.
Oh, yeah?
So when I get home, he normally jumps on my leg, so I'll pick him up and hold him, because he's a weird cat and likes to be held like a baby. And I'm trying to teach him, when I say up, to crawl up my leg so I can pick him up.
So my girlfriend has been making me listen to podcasts lately. I think she wants me to be better at this. Silently is what she's hoping for. She sent me Stuff You Will Know's podcast on cats this week. And according to that podcast, cats are not fully domesticated yet. It's only been a household pet for the last 50 years or so. So essentially you've got a wild animal living and sunbathing in your apartment right now.
He's pretty ferocious, I tell you what. He's never hissed once. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Not once. He's the sweetest, most gentle cat I have ever met, and I'm not being biased because I'm his dad. But he legitimately is the nicest cat I've ever met. You can ask. There's a few, at least two or three breeders, I believe, have been here and have met Albus, so they know.
I've not met Albus. Of course, I've heard legend from many and seen pictures all across the interwebs. The legend of Albus grows day by day.
Indeed. He's a legendary cat indeed.
Well, let's turn this mother up. Let's get in some brand new music for the folks. I've heard rumor that people like death metal.
I've heard rumor that people like dick-crushing riffs.
I've heard rumor that people like silly shit that with surf-influenced guitar lines.
I think we should stop making silly jokes and spreading rumors and play the track. What do you think?
I've heard a rumor that Tommy said, that Randall said, that Albus said.
Oh, back and visit us anytime you want, Satan.
Oh yeah, you just heard the Slack repeat.
Today, Junior.
Oh, the Slackrifice by Gorshak from their latest EP, Tombstone Tide, that just dropped last week. So this is, you know, probably new to you, unless you're one of those weirdos that follows every single thing that's on the internet, like Dan Wolfson.
Yeah, that dude's intense and very knowledgeable on new things. Good job. I clap for you.
He actually posted this in our Toilet of Hell Facebook group before the band themselves emailed me to show off their tracks. So he's ahead of the band themselves.
Good job, Dan. I clap for you again. Let's talk about the track. So right at the beginning, got that little bass shreddy lick in the background, I noticed. And normally death metal bands, they love to do this. They'll put like a little bass shreddy, like whatever, at the beginning of the track, middle, somewhere, doesn't matter where. They'll just do one, and that's it for the whole song. Just like, hey, look, we have a bass player, and he's good. And then he doesn't do anything the rest of the song except for play the rhythm. This one, though, that's what I figured was going to happen. I heard that. That's nice. Cool. Good job, bass player. You're not bad at your instrument. And then later, he's like, oh, by the way, I'm just going to come in and drop down a melody line. It just is all over the place. It's awesome. I love when bass players are talented enough and the band allows them to move out from behind the rhythm and actually come out in the lead. He's playing lead bass at one point in there. It's fantastic. The song itself, just nonstop dick-crushing riff fest. I love it. And the only issue I have, though, those kicks are loud, man. Real loud.
I like it. Also, you know how I know that you're a bass player?
How do you know I'm a bass player?
You're listening to the bass. You're the only person.
You can't... He's playing the lead melody at that one point.
I know.
You can't... You
it's
can't
pretty
ignore
sweet.
That.
I'm just messing with you. I also give a major dap for including that Beavis and Butthead sample in there.
Come back anytime. All right. What do we have? What do we have coming up next, Joe?
All right. Let's get straight to the jams. I tell you what. Let's play something a little different. Instead of super fast dick crushing stuff, let's play some super fast dick crushing stuff.
Sounds good to me.
This one is by a friend of ours, Daniel Velikasar. Or how do you pronounce his last name?
I'm not going to try it. I'm just going to let you have that. If you're right, good job. If you're wrong, I'm going to make fun of you and act like I knew the right answer the entire time.
I just know as soon as we play this, as soon as it goes live, Daniel is going to be like, what the fuck, you guys?
Come on, you stupid Americans.
So, yeah, the hottest band in Spain right now, Urnia. With Lunatic Lovers.
Yeah.
Buyakasha. That was Lunatic Lovers by Ernia, the project of our good friend in España,
Daniel. Span. He is Daniel Vekaker from Span. So that was pretty hard, pretty fast. It doesn't waste any time. Just, hey, drum fill, riffs.
Yeah, it was very much in the vein of, I don't know, something that Kurt Ballou would be helming.
Yeah, for real. So let's talk about this track. That drummer is pretty nuts. There's a section in the beginning that really caught my ear. I about said caught my eye, but anyways, dumb joke aside. There's a section in there that I was just like, oh, that's cool. He's playing around or whatever, then suddenly the kicks just switch to that triplet pattern and just blaze through that section. He doesn't do it for long. He just is constantly switching up, and that's really cool. And the riffs do that as well. They're really nice and varied. The slower section towards the middle, I think, definitely made me want to throw down my sword and pummel my enemies into the ground with my fists. So, excellent work, gentlemen. The production's slick. Instruments are all mixed well. I can't tell if that's an HM2 on that guitar or not.
It sounds like it to me.
Okay, I thought so too, but either way, it sounds great. The vocals are cool too. Hopefully that dude's not shredding his throat though, because it sounds like he's giving it his all. But I don't know if that's a healthy way, but it sounds really good.
Yeah, them boys good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes I see things on the internet and I get angry or annoyed or frustrated, and I wish I had some kind of outlet to let people know how annoyed I am with the shit that I'm reading. And then I realize, oh yeah, I've got a show every week where I make people listen to me in between hearing the music they want to hear.
Why don't we rant about whatever is upsetting you right now, Joe? I'll be your psychiatrist. I've already got my feet up in the chair.
I appreciate that. I hope you're not just doodling dicks while I'm bearing my soul to you.
How did you know?
You know, it was a big story last week that, and I hate to get into the personal lives of celebrities, but apparently it was Ozzy Osbourne and his longtime wife Sharon are splitting up. Those guys are, you know, they put together the groundwork of a lot of the genre that we love today. So it's none of my goddamn business if they're divorcing or not. But my particular beef comes with the metal press treatment of the entire situation.
It's absurd.
It was breathlessly. It's vultures. Yeah, vultures. Exactly. It was breathlessly reported that Ozzy was cheating on Sharon, and so she left him. And then immediately, not a few hours later, there were breathless stories from Metal Injection and other dregs of society saying that Ozzy Osbourne has gone missing. And I remember distinctly reading Rob Pasbani writing that I hope that Ozzy hasn't gotten back to drinking or doing drugs, but it certainly seems that way now that he's gone missing. And then I guess the next day it was realized, well, he just turned his phone off and he was just kind of chilling around LA. He was fine.
So basically it sounds like to me they wanted a word from him on the whole divorce story just because everybody's got to get their little dig in. Everybody's got to get their story. And then he said, you know what? I don't want to deal with that. Turned his phone off and sat around.
Yeah, I mean, he's going through some tough times, obviously. Like, why should he have to answer to any of you jackoffs? And furthermore, like, the whole just assumption that he would be off the wagon because something bad happened is in such poor taste. Ozzy has contributed so much more to metal than anything that Metal Injection has ever done. So it pisses me off a little bit. There you go. That's my soapbox. Quit writing bullshit for clicks. Get a real job.
Do you feel better?
I do, actually.
I'm happy for you. This is a productive exercise. We should do this more often, Joe.
I agree. Now what we should do is we should probably thrash. That seems like a good idea.
You want to thrash?
I want to thrash, man. This is Unholy Force by Widower. You just heard Unholy Force by Widower from the Unholy Oath, which came out earlier this year. There's one thing especially notable about Widower. Do you know what that is?
They are widows?
Well, yeah, it was a really tragic story for all of them. They all happened to come to... No, they're from Austin, Texas, which is awesome. I mean, it's not as cool as... Well, I guess that wouldn't be cool at all. That would be horrifically tragic. It would be more of a support group than a band.
Yeah, I mean, you know, being from Austin's cool, I guess, but cool is subjective in this case because some people would say that makes them the worst because they're from Austin. I don't know. I guess it just depends on your perspective. So if you like Austin, then maybe you'll like Widower.
Yeah, or if you like thrashing.
So this track, the mix is a little buried and bassy for me, man. I don't know. It's a fine track. It's, like you like to say, serviceable, thrashy stuff. But that mix, it kind of bummed me out a little bit.
That's a bummer, man. I think that this really does it for me because it's a really simple thing, but it does it so well. This is not rewriting the book of heavy metal at all, but this is the kind of thing that I can put on my iPod and, you know, really crank out some reps to.
Just lifts for Jesus, man.
Reps for Jesus, brah.
I just started working out recently, actually. Well, I went 1 week, and then I literally had no free time this week, last week, whatever.
You got to get back on that pony, man.
Man, I bench pressed 65 pounds. I'm pretty proud of myself.
Ooh, them guns.
Watch out.
Obama's going to ban them.
Oh, bummer. All right. I think we're closing out here, man. I think we're running out of time. What do you think?
Yeah, like, we did our best. We did our best, but all good things have to come to an end. That's why I'm saving the best for last.
Oh, yeah? What did you save for us, man?
You know, I listen to an ungodly amount of music per week, trying to find the best of the best to share with people on this show. And I think I've done it. I think this track should probably be the last thing we ever play. We should close up the show. We should close up the site. This track is the embodiment of everything I ever wanted us to do.
It's a pretty high musical achievement, honestly. You know, we had Beethoven, Mozart, Rimsky-Korsakov, all these great composers have come and gone.
All hacks in
comparison. I wouldn't even say they're hacks. They were just laying the groundwork for this band to crawl on their shoulders to greatness because of what they did. This next band, who I'll let you introduce when we get there, is able to do what they're doing. I mean, Black Sabbath, cool, I guess. Only a precursor to what was coming. I can't even begin to describe the musical genius of this next track. I will say it's really fun and I do love it. So if they listen to this and think we hate them, we don't. We like you.
No, I genuinely love your band. everybody else, if you don't like this, turn it up louder.
Yep.
Randall, this is it for us this week. Anything you want to say?
I really like my cat Albus.
That's good. I'm Joe Thrashenkill for Randall Thor. You've been listening to the Toilet of Hell radio show. Up next, Eddie Vedder Can Lick a Turd, I'm Going Thrashing by Curb Slaughter. Have a good week, everybody.
I don't mind killing pigs, long as I can fucking thrash this shit. I'm going thrashing! I'm not there!
listening to 66.6 FM. Radio TOVH. The Flush.